It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
KFIZ News Time, 737. We welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Always pertinent information. Always stuff you need to listen to. And we say good morning this morning to the Easter... Well, it's not the Easter Bunny. It's Bree Jens. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thought maybe you do have an assistant today.
I do. I have Miss Brooklyn with me today.
And Miss Brooklyn is just shy of 9 months.
She is, yes.
And is she a doll?
She is.
And she's got plenty to keep her busy here.
Yes. So if you hear some rattles or crinkles, it's definitely
her toys.
Yes. Yep. It's not static. Okay. The radio station is crystal clear.
Yeah, there you go. And she is such a sweetheart. And she's dressed for the springtime.
Yes. She's got her sunflowers on.
Uh-huh. Looking good. Alrighty, you have a good topic again today, talking about the ABCs of Medicare.
Yes. Yeah, going back to the basics, I think we've kind of delved in a little bit more in detail the past couple of weeks. We're going to go back kind of as a refresher on the ABCs of Medicare. So Medicare Advantage versus Supplement, what are the basics of Medicare, what's A and B, and all that information.
Yeah, the alphabet.
The Medicare alphabet. The alphabet soup.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are looking, if you're close to enrolling and you're just kind of confused with the information, this is a good one to listen to. Also, as a reminder, we do have our monthly webinars too. So we have one coming up on April 20th at 3:30 and 6 o'clock. So if you are interested, you hear a little bit that you're interested in and want to hear more, definitely go to our website or give us a call and register for that. So you can go to gableins.com or you can call 920-921-7526 to register for the webinars as well.
She's throwing them away.
She did. She just threw her lemon and her lime. Hold on.
So...
That's okay. She'll play with another toy.
Okay.
So we have Part A, Part B, Part C, and Part D when we're looking at Medicare. So Part A is hospital coverage. That's free. And Part B is doctor outpatient coverage. That does have a premium. It's $148.50. It's usually taken out of your Social Security. If you're not collecting Social Security, you will be billed quarterly for that. This is the $148.50 is based on your income being the modified adjusted gross income being $88,000 if you're filing single or $176,000 if you're married and filing jointly. If your income is higher than that, it would increase based on that income. But if you are someone that's going to have that increased, it'd be worth giving us a call because there are forms that you can fill out. If, let's say, when you're working, you're making over $176,000, but now that you're retired, it's going to go down. You can fill out an income adjustment form, a change of life form, and that could bring that premium back to the $148.50.
Does that dollar amount change annually?
Yes, I do believe so, yes. And I believe this is up to date, the $176,000. If that were the case, we can definitely double check if you're mm-hmm. someone that has questions on that.
Yeah, but then once you're in, you're in. It doesn't change
right. Yep.
After you know, let's say situations change and their dollar amount changes and you're in?
I'd have to check on that, actually. If once you're in, you're in. Social Security runs it. So I'd have to double check if you have a change of income. Like, let's say you pull all of your IRA out or something,
right,
and all of a sudden would it go up?
Yeah.
I'll have to check on that and see.
That question popped into my mind because so often
people
emergencies come up or whatever, and they have to withdraw. And all of a sudden...
It's not a situation that we've had happen.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, and I don't know if that's because people haven't had to have an emergency and pull their income out of their investments or if it's because it just doesn't change. So I'd have to double check on that.
Well, that's probably the last thing people actually do want to dip into.
Right, absolutely. Their taxable income. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're dipping in, that must be a big emergency.
Big emergency.
Yeah.
So it would be infrequent no matter what.
Right. But I know that if your income is higher now and you're looking at retiring and you're concerned that you're going to have to pay a higher premium, if you have a change because you're retiring and now you're going to be just collecting Social Security or something like that, you can fill out a change form and that will bring the premium back to the $148.50. So you don't have to pay the higher premium because when you were working, you were making more money.
That is good news then.
That is good news. So then we have Medicare Part C. So that's Medicare Advantage. That is actually the combination of Parts A, B, and Part D, D being for drugs. Usually the premiums for the Medicare Advantage is vary between like $0 and $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that is in addition to the $148.50, but that's the same whether you choose a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare Supplement. That $148.50 is standard. Doesn't matter what choice you make, you have that premium.
That is there.
That is there, yes. And then Part D being for drugs, that is a requirement by Medicare. You have to have drug coverage even if you have no drugs. So even if you have no drugs, you have to have something that's going to be in place of drug coverage. Otherwise, when you do enroll in drug coverage, there will be a late enrollment penalty for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
So we want to make sure we have something in place. And if you are someone that doesn't have many prescriptions, then we can look at something like Senior Care, which is a state pharmaceutical program. It costs $30 a year. It's not going to give you coverage for your prescriptions, but it will avoid any sort of late enrollment penalty. So it stands in place.
Okay.
It's something.
But that is Wisconsin.
That is Wisconsin. Yep. The state of Wisconsin, it's a state pharmaceutical program that you can enroll into. That counts as drug coverage, but doesn't really give you prescriptions for drugs.
She's really helpful today.
She's excited about Senior Care. She's like, I thought we were coming in to talk about Moana. I'm an expert in all things Moana.
Okay. You're becoming an expert in a lot of things now.
Yeah, right. So there is an open enrollment period every year. There is the annual enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th. So that is a time period when you can change between Medicare Advantage plans. You can change from a supplement into an Advantage plan if you would like. And all of these plans are guaranteed issue. So they don't ask you health questions to go into a Medicare Advantage plan. In this time frame, you can go from a supplement into an Advantage, no health questions. In the time in October 15th to December 7th, if you do make a change, all those changes would be effective as of January 1st.
Once you're in Advantage, there is no going back?
You get a one-year free look period. So you can try an Advantage plan for a year. So let's say you're on a supplement. You've been on it since you turned 65 and now you're over 65. You have 1 year to try out an Advantage plan. And then you can go back to a supplement plan and they won't ask you any health questions.
Okay.
Otherwise, after they can underwrite you. So that means they can either increase the premium, they could potentially deny you coverage, or if you're healthy, they might leave it exactly the same.
Okay.
So, yeah, you take a risk, but you can always go into an Advantage plan without any health questions.
Okay. Because I know that question came up when I was talking to somebody during the course of the week, and I said, I'll ask on Saturday.
Yeah. Yep. You can go back to a supplement. They're just going to underwrite you.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're not, I mean, you're locked in, but there is an escape clause.
There is.
Okay.
She's like, give me the microphone.
There you go, Brooklyn.
Let's set you down by your lemon line.
She is so cute. I wish you could see radio.
Right. Again, I was going to put her in her bunny ears today, but I guess with an audio medium, it doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, it's kind of limited.
We'll just describe the sunflowers that she's wearing.
Yeah, that helped.
So when you are turning 65 and you have to make the choice between supplement and Advantage plan, you have a handful of different things that we go over. We go over this in detail with everybody. You either, when you look at a supplement plan, when there's out-of-pocket costs, there's a deductible of $203 every year. After that, there is no out-of-pocket costs, no co-pays, as long as it is a Medicare-approved procedure and the doctor accepts Medicare. So around here, 94% of the hospitals accept Medicare, 98% of the doctors accept Medicare. If you're going somewhere that's a private practice, that's when I say maybe double check. You know, if you're going to someone that's out of Agnesian or something like that.
A specialist office or something of
that
nature?
Yes, yep. Okay. Double check and see, do you accept Medicare? Because then you might be looking at being billed for it. And what they do is they Medicare discounts all services between 70% and 90%, and Medicare and the insurance company will still pay the 20% to 30% that they're owed, then you'll get a bill for the 70% to 90% that they don't accept as a discount.
Okay.
So that's why you want to double check that they accept Medicare. There are some little things that'll pop up that aren't covered by Medicare. A lot of times you can pay cash, or they might go under coverage under your prescription coverage, depending on where you're getting these services done. Then when you're looking at the explanation of benefits or the EOBs, these are the papers that you get in the mail that say this is not a bill. When you're on a Medicare supplement plan, you get two of them. So you get one from Medicare first. That's the primary insurance. And then you get one from the insurance company that comes in and fills the gaps. Sometimes you might have heard of supplements called Medigaps. So this fills in the gap. So you get one from Medicare first, your primary, and then the insurance company that you choose to be your supplement will come in, and they'll send you a second explanation of benefits filling in the holes that Medicare didn't cover.
But on the Advantage plan, you don't see that second one, correct?
Correct. You only get one on the Advantage side.
So don't look for two if you're in an Advantage.
Correct. Yep, just one over there. For the maximum out-of-pocket, it's the $203 deductible. That's your maximum out-of-pocket. For drug coverage on a Medicare supplement plan, it's not included. So you would have to get a standalone Part D prescription drug plan. It usually is an additional premium unless you have no prescriptions, and we can look at senior care as the $30 a year plan option. But it is not included unless it's something you get done at the doctor's office. So if you're getting an injection at the doctor's office, sometimes for allergies, people get injections done, or knee surgeries. They're doing injections trying to avoid having to do an actual surgery now. If you're someone that's getting something like that, the supplement plan will cover that under Part B. So if it's picked up at a pharmacy, it's not covered. If it's done at the hospital, it's covered under Part B.
What about the doctor's office?
Yes. Yep. Doctor outpatient. Yep. So okay, it'll be covered under Part B.
Because I'm thinking cortisone shots. A lot of people with joint issues go to their ortho and they get cortisone shots.
Right. Yeah.
I'm guilty of that.
Yep. A lot of people get, a lot of people are getting stuff like that to, again, avoid having to have like full knee replacements.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, so if you're getting it, it'll be covered under Part B.
Okay.
For the premium for a Medicare supplement plan, it is about $2,000 a year, but it does depend on age, it depends on gender, it depends on county, and it's guaranteed to go up every year, again, because it's based on age. So that's the supplement side. Then we look at the Advantage side, because people hearing this information, they're like, oh, it's completely covered. Why wouldn't I choose a supplement plan? For the Advantage side, you have, for the out-of-pocket costs, you have copays. You go to a primary care doctor, it might be between $0 and $15. You go to a specialist, around $50. Emergency room, $90. Outpatient surgery, $395. And those aren't specific numbers, just kind of
ballpark
what it looks like typically. You, for the explanation of benefits on the Advantage side, you only get one. You had mentioned that. You get one explanation of benefit. And the reason for that is Medicare actually contracts private insurance companies. They take the $148.50 that you're paying them, and then we believe it's like 2 to 3 times that as well, pay private insurance companies to handle everything. So your Medicare card that you get, the red, white, and blue that has your Part A and B on it, can actually stay at home. So they contract private insurance companies like United Healthcare, Network Health, Humana, Anthem, all the big names, and they handle everything. For the maximum out of pockets, it varies between plans, but it's usually between $3,600 and $5,900, depending on which plan you choose. A lot of times it's right in the middle of there. Around here, that's where the standard is kind of between those.
Okay.
And the maximum out-of-pocket is the worst-case scenario number. That's the worst-case scenario has happened to me. If I have bills that exceed $5,900, I don't pay a penny more.
So that is it.
That's it, yep.
But if you compare that to what you're paying out-of-pocket on a supplement on a monthly basis, et cetera, and if you save that...
Correct. So we look at it as, so the premium for the Advantage plans are usually between $0 and $50. So you're going to be saving every month. And the way that I put it simply, to take a complicated concept and put it simply, is Medicare supplements are pay in advance. Medicare Advantage is pay as you go. So if you are healthy and you're on a supplement plan and you have no claims at the end of the year, the insurance company doesn't say, well, you had no claims this year, let's give you a reimbursement. No, they're going to keep the money. Right. Where on an Advantage plan, you just pay as you go and you don't pay necessarily much, if any, monthly premium. So if nothing happens, every year you're going to be saving. So worth looking at the Advantage side. I know a lot of people have a lot of fears towards it because you can't, there is the underwriting if you go back to a supplement down the road. So it's scary, but we call ourselves, we do risk analysis. So we're advisors that do risk analysis, and we look at the situation of how often are you doctoring. We always start with prescriptions. When we sit down and we meet with someone, we start with prescriptions because that will oftentimes make the choice for us.
And you do it annually because the tiers that these different drugs fall into can change year to year.
Right. Yes. Not only do the drug plans change, but so do you guys. So do our clients. They change every year. And so even this last year, there were some really big changes, like with insulin, which is huge. They usually insulin will go towards the out-of-pocket, the deductible. Then it goes towards getting you into the coverage gap. And once you're in the coverage gap, you pay 25% of the actual cost. There was a rule that, not a rule, there was an option that insurance companies could choose to be a part of as a test this year, that in once they got into the coverage gap, insulin only costed a $30 copay. It stayed the same. Whatever the copay was, it stayed in the coverage gap. It didn't go to 25%. And it made our choice for the companies that opted in versus the companies that opted out. That was it. You know, like, you're going to pay $30 when you go into the coverage gap. Obviously, we're going to take this company.
And as rampant as diabetes is in our country, that's a biggie. She's really helpful.
She is. She's like, it is rampant.
And, you know, people try to avoid the insulin portion of it by doing everything else possible prior to, but sometimes the body,
you know, if you are type 1 diabetic, I mean, it's not really an option, and it's such a scary thing because it is a essential prescription, like it's a life-saving drug. People don't have an option to not take it, so when the prices are high, it makes us doing formularies very tricky, or makes it very easy, you know, when when one is going to cover it as a $30 copay in the coverage gap, you know, that. And I believe $30 was the amount that was decided, not by the insurance company, that was just decided. And it just had no, it didn't go to a percentage, it stayed the set price in the coverage gap.
There are other, shall we say, expensive drugs beyond insulin that change regularly as well. One that comes to mind, Eliquis.
Eliquis comes up all the time.
Because a lot of people are on that.
And I don't know that there is a change in the copays recently, but I know that if you are someone that has a lot of prescriptions, one thing that we also do is we look at alternates. So we look at things like GoodRx, or maybe there's a discount program through the drug manufacturer themselves. So if you are someone that has a lot of expensive prescriptions, it's worth also giving a call just to kind of get informed of those resources that are available. Eliquis, I'm pretty sure, is one that has a discount option on their website. So you can actually go to their website and apply and get like a discount program, or they'll give you like a 3-month sample period, which could mean avoiding the coverage gap if that's you. So like, it's worth doing the extra step to make sure that people are covered.
There are options that if you don't know about, you need to find out about, and you guys can help.
Right. Absolutely. If this was interesting, if this is something that you're like, this is just kind of the beginning of what I need to look at, definitely check out the webinar. So April 20th, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. And then we also have one May 18th at 3:30 and 6 o'clock as well. We go over Medicare, we go over Obamacare, and we go over maximizing Social Security. And with Obamacare, you'll want to tune in because we are now, usually there's an open enrollment for that as well. But that has been opened again and is actually going to be open until August 15th.
But that won't affect the standard October, December thing. Am I confusing programs here?
No, for the Obamacare. So that's okay. Just a side
that's
note.
Different.
Side note. Okay. Yep. Side note, if you are someone that's on Obamacare, I would tune into the webinar because there will be information on some of those changes.
And
like that open enrollment.
That's the issue. I sit here and listen to you guys every week, and I still get confused and have questions, which is exactly why anybody who's close to any of this stuff needs to call.
Right. So 920-921-7526. We're right out on the Frontage Road. The old A&E Jewelers building.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can register at our website, which is GableINS.com. It's GOEBELINS.com. And then we have the webinars every third Tuesday of the month.
And that's at least for the next, 3 months or so?
Yeah, we're scheduled out till July, at least. And then we're, fingers crossed, nothing's for sure yet, but we're hoping to do in-person seminars in the fall. So keep those numbers trending down, or hopefully they'll start trending down.
Yeah.
So we can actually be in person, because that's always a great experience, too.
Well, I can remember when he was doing them, you guys were doing them live prior to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well attended.
Yep.
A lot of questions, and the price is right.
It's $0.
Whether it's in person or online.
Right,
whether
right.
It's a SEM or a webinar.
Yep.
The price is right. All righty. Questions, give them a call. They've got the staff there trained, ready to answer your questions.
Absolutely.
And you guys will run people through all the things that you were just talking about, the whole analysis process.
Yeah, and we go over all this information for every individual. So if you need a refresher, if you've been listening today, or I'm going to actually grab her really quickly. She found your outlets.
Oh, yeah, we don't want her finding the outlets. Not at all.
It's like a beeline.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They'll find the one thing they shouldn't have. That's where they go towards.
Well, that stays with us all our
right.
lives. All righty. The number again?
920-921-7526.
And next week we have another edition of Insurance Smart.
We do. Yes. And I believe that's going to be Larry. So you might have Larry back on for next week.
All righty. Good to see you again. Nice to see Brooklyn. My goodness, she is so big.
Yeah.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
KFIZ News Time, 7:59.
Deep down, you knew it was coming. And you know there's nothing you can do to stop it.